RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, even the Lions Bears at 425 doesn't mean anything in terms of playoff implications. I mean, it does for the Bears, I guess, if they're going to be a number two seed or a number three seed, but I'm not sure if they're going to care too much. The last week of the season, the NFL is always going to be great, and they've got great games on Saturday. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Hang, is that, that's for the division, right? So you got the division game playing for the NFC South at 4:30 on Saturday. Then on Saturday night, you've got Seattle and San Francisco. That game with, I guess there's no implications. The Rams are the number, is that for, that's for the number one seed, or is the number one seed already locked up here?
No, the Niners still have a shot at one seed.
Okay, so that's for the number one seed overall. And then you've got Sunday night, Ravens and Steelers, which is for the division. And it's just so interesting. The Steelers beat the Lions, and they're feeling great about themselves. They still have a chance to make the playoffs, still have a chance to win the division, the whole thing, right? And then they lay an egg against their rival in Cleveland, and they just look terrible doing it. They just looked awful. And now, in order for them to make the playoffs, they got another home game to finish off the season against the Ravens. And, you know, Baltimore's become a great rival as well. And you know, Baltimore is one of these teams, if they sneak in, if they get in at 9-8, Kang, I got to believe that Baltimore can still be a problem for teams in the playoffs in the AFC. Because
if Lamar Jackson's healthy, absolutely. And you saw what King Henry can do. He still got it. The problem with the Baltimore Ravens all year long is Lamar's health, and the defense is just not as good as it used to be. They don't strike fear into the opponents anymore. They're not as physical as they used to be. But maybe that can turn around because, you know, they have the history. They have some good players over there still, but can they put it all together? But yeah, if they get in, they're going to be pretty dangerous, especially with a healthy Lamar.
Yeah, they got the experience, so they know how big the games are. And I've always liked Baltimore. Big Lamar Jackson fan, so I think that's going to be interesting. But there are some fun games the last week of the season in the NFL, and yeah, the Lions will finish up against the Bears. And as we get closer to that game towards the end of the week, I'm not sure what to expect out of it. I have more of an opinion later on in the week, see who's practiced, who hasn't, see what the coach has to say. I'm not sure if we're talking with Goff this week or not, see what he has to say. Is he even going to play? Is he going to be limited in how much he plays? I don't know. And I know there's also probably a lot of people that just don't care anymore. Once you get knocked out of the playoffs, that your interest level goes to zero. Time to become a Piston fan or a Red Wing fan and move on. But it's still the NFL, man. I love the NFL. I'm not going to stop watching. It's just how it is. But
doesn't it feel a little different now? Like you and I love the NFL. We always watch every weekend, right? But when the Lions are already eliminated, watching it it wasn't the same for me yesterday. I tell you that much, Gator. I tell you, like, I want the entire NFC to lose somehow. Like, that's how spiteful I am right now and disappointed that the Lions aren't in it.
If I hadn't tweaked my back on Saturday, which I did, and fortunately it's feeling much better today, but still nowhere near 100%, coupled with had it not rained cats and dogs yesterday, I probably would have spent my day out of the house driving around, you know, doing some kind of shopping, post-Christmas shopping, whatever doing things that didn't involve watching football. And then at some point it would have gotten, I don't know, I would have had some FOMO and would have gone back home and just flipped on Red Zone and watched it. As it was, because of the back and because of the weather, I just flipped on Red Zone at 1 o'clock and it didn't stop. Dog stayed on my lap almost the whole time. It was just a perfect little Sunday. And even though the Lions are done, it is different. It totally has a different feel to it, knowing that there's no playoffs ahead. But it doesn't stop me from watching other games and still loving the NFL. And, hey, can the Jets get that interception? Turns out they can't, at least against Drake May, when Drake May is going to be perfect. You know, watching the other games. Hey, can Myles Garrett get that quarterback sack he needs? Not yet. Not yet. How does Shador look? Shador's not bad. I like Shador Sanders.
But it just... Like, the NFL is going to be the NFL. I'm going to watch it the very last week as well because we only get so much of it every year. And you know I'm a huge pro football guy. But I'm just so jealous of those other teams that get to play for something, even if it's for the development of the future. Because that's not what the Lions are playing for. We know who the core guys are here. I mean, obviously, they have some things to fix. But if they're not playing for a division title or a playoff berth, it just, all that juice that we've had the last couple years, yes, and I got used to it, I can't believe we're not doing that again this year. You know, I thought, I don't know how long this window would stay open or whatever you want to call it, but as long as Goff was here and Campbell, you figure they're going to make the playoffs and we'll see what they can do. This year was just so shocking. Like, I remember at the beginning of the year, Gator, the most bet on team apparently to miss the playoffs was the Lions.
Right.
Which sounded crazy.
Crazy.
And it actually happened.
I mean, I said before, you got a 15-win team and the Lions missed the playoffs. A 15-win team in Kansas City that missed the playoffs. And it's not just because
the Vikings.
Mahomes got hurt. I mean, they were done before Mahomes got hurt. The Vikings won 14 games last year, and they're out of the playoffs. Now, okay, the Vikings had a change in quarterback, and we I get all that. But it's still, these are three teams that won an insane amount of games the year before, and all three find themselves out of the playoffs. It's nuts. And watching football all weekend long and watching the Packers play on Saturday, and Malik Willis is playing, and he looks great. He looks great. I'm watching some Twitter stuff, people breaking down his game, and it's like, hey, it's not just that he takes off and runs. He's got a great sense in the pocket, and he's throwing the ball to the right receivers, throwing it on time. He's got a great arm. And I'm like, he does. He really does. And then I look up his contract, and he's a free agent at the end of the season. He's making money for himself. Now, what kind of contract is Malik Willis going to get in the free agent market? He's not going to sign for $40 million a year, but is he going to get a pretty good contract, like a 2 or 3 year deal, kind of prove it, and then he's going to hit the big time? Who's going to take a chance on Malik Willis? You get intoxicated with that kind of skill set. And yes, I know what we have in here, and I love Jared Goff. I'm just saying it's, I don't want to start that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What did I just do? I apologize. I just started it. But yeah, it's fun to watch that. If you're a fan of if you're a Packer fan, you've got two quarterbacks you like, and maybe they can lift you through the playoffs. But the Ravens, the way they're playing, it's fun. And seeing these young players in the AFC, the landscape in the AFC might be changing. You know, it's not just Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And Lamar's got to struggle to get in there to the playoffs. Josh Allen missed a play at the end of the game that could have won the Bills the game. You know, he looks fallible. The Bills don't look like they're this juggernaut of a team. And obviously the Chiefs have taken a monster hit. And who else is arising there? You've got Trevor Lawrence playing really well. Drake May's playing great. It's just football is fun. It's a lot of fun. And unfortunately, here with the Lions, we're not in on it for the rest of this season. One more game against the Bears, and the way the Bears played the Niners last night and the way the Lions defense has been playing outside of the game against the Vikings, but the Vikings, you know, we know with their offense what they were going through. But, I mean, I'm not going to be shocked that the Bears throw 500 yards against the Lions and score 40, particularly after the Lions threw a 52-burger around the first time around. Sean's on a cell. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Touchdown, Detroit black guy. Listen, one thing, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to make a couple of quick points because I want to hear your take on it. Number one, I'm going to step back and allow the Lions to make their decisions and all of that. I've been a fan for decades, and I'm going to say, okay, we didn't make the playoffs this year. That's fine. I'll step back, see what Holmes is going to do, see what Campbell is going to do, all of that. And then let's see if this next year is going to be, yep, this is the new Lions, or is it going to fall into same old Lions? That's on that part. I'm just going to let them handle that.
But what do you want to see happen, Sean? Because, I mean, I understand that. Either they're going to run everything back or they're going to change some things. What would you want to see them do, Sean?
Well, since I'm not a professional, I don't know what's behind the scenes, what Holmes see, what Campbell sees. They're the ones that says, we're good, we're good. I'm like, well, what about this player? But I don't have all that information. So I'm going to say, okay, you guys are the smart ones. I'm going to let you make the decisions. I thought you should have went for something during the trade deadline. I thought you should have. I love Tesla. Don't get me wrong. I love Tesla. I just think for the amount that they use him for, they gave up too much for him, but I'm glad we got him. So if you know, if they're the knowledgeables on that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to sit back. I licked my wounds for this year.
Right, so does this mean Sean that you're only going to allow it for one more year if they decide to run everything back the way they did and don't change much of anything, this upcoming season of 2026 would be the last one time that they get that unless it reaps benefits?
Well, my thing is this, you know, even if they ran it back the same, again, you must know something that I don't. And, you know, like I said, I've been a fan. I've seen the downs, more downs than ups of this team. And so having this success over the past few years is great. But now it's like, okay, let me see if you can sustain this success. You know, I'm not saying Super Bowl for the next 10 years in a row. I'd love it. But I'm just going to step back. I'm not going to go crazy. We need to get rid of Goff. I don't think so. I think he's the type of quarterback that needs a pocket.
All right, so you're willing to just let them cook, let them do what they're going to do, and you're going to ride along with it, which is fine if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. That's okay. What I'm saying. So I'm not saying throw out the baby with the bathwater.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean. I appreciate the call. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us. We'll get some of those texts and more of your calls. Also want to get into the whole illness factor and what's...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.